Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of the Destroy the Stumps podcast. So today, ladies and gents, just going to be doing a recap of the second T20 International, second of three T20 Internationals between Ireland and Pakistan. Ireland pulling off a massive upset in the last T20, chasing down a challenging total of 180-odd against Pakistan with one ball remaining, winning by 5 wickets. Andy Balburnie played a massive role in that historic chase, and Ireland have taken a 1-0 lead, and pressure's really on Pakistan. They've been very shaky at the moment, especially since the last ODI World Cup. They have not been very good at all, didn't win a game against Australia in the Test Series. They lost 4-1 to New Zealand, and all in New Zealand, and then also they had a 5-match T20 series just before this one, this 3-match T20 series against Ireland. They had 4 matches against 5 matches against New Zealand at home in Pakistan against a fifth-string New Zealand team, maybe even sixth-string New Zealand team, because most of the main players were playing in the IPL in India at the moment, where a lot of players are playing at the moment, and So Pakistan didn't win that series. They lost. So they drew the series 2-2. So yeah, very disappointing result there. They were expected to whitewash New Zealand, but the second string New Zealand team, great result for them. Honestly, against the odds, they pulled off a series victory. They drew the series against Pakistan, and some question marks over Pakistan, to be honest, at the moment, about their combination, who they're going to select for their T20 World Cup squad, because them, Bangladesh, I think, Bangladesh and them are two of the only teams, two of the few teams that are remaining that haven't announced their squad yet for the T20 World Cup, for the T20 World Cup yet. I don't think the Netherlands have as well, or Scotland have either, and Ireland, I don't know if Ireland have either. So those are probably the five teams that haven't announced their teams. They can make changes till before the 25th of May, by this Saturday. That's why maybe these teams are just taking their time with selecting their squads. That's going to be very interesting to see what the combinations are for those teams. Pakistan, a lot of question marks. Who goes through? Who doesn't go through? Will they keep players as reserves potentially? Have to wait and see. This match between Pakistan and Pakistan and Ireland. Where was the result? It was just here. Sorry, guys, just a little bit of a delay. Also, by next week, the IPL will end. So the two IPL will end next week. So that's going to be very interesting to see what happens there. Just about in the middle of May. So it's only 3 weeks till the T20 World Cup starts. Gee, that time does fly, doesn't it? Without further ado, let's just get stuck into the review of the second T20 International. This match between Ireland and Pakistan, it's a day T20. It's being played at the Castle Avenue in Dublin. Not a massive ground over there. No debutants for either team. Pakistan won the toss, selected a field first, so they decided to chase. Ireland put on a pretty good total of 193 for 7 off their 20 overs. Quite a few batsmen reaching double digits there, except Mark Adair and Graham Hume. Graham Hume was not out at the end, though, for just 2 off 2 balls at a strike out of 100. Of course, he wouldn't hit it at 4 or 6. Mark Adair was dismissed for 9 off 5 balls, 2 fours, no sixes, struck out of 180. So he did his bit while he was there. And, Gareth Delaney contributing with the bat, same as Harry Tector, Curtis Camphor, George Dockrell, Paul Sterling, and Andy Balburnie doing their bits as well. But it was really Lorcan Tucker who starred for Ireland with the bat. He was absolutely superb. 51 off 34 balls, 5 fours, 2 sixes, strike out of 150. Brilliant stuff from the wicketkeeper. You think he's going to be something special for Ireland. He'll be a vital part of the Irish cricket team in the future across all three formats, I'd say. More so ODIs and T20s. Already has over 1,000 runs in his T20 career, so definitely some promise about him. You think he's just going to get better and better. That's his 7th T20 International 50 in his career, so well done to Lachlan Tucker. He's just going to get better, I reckon. With time and experience, he'll get better. Just a second, guys. Yep, so the next highest score for them was Harry Tector. Kind of struggled to get going. Harry Tector just couldn't quite go into second gear. 32 of 28 balls, 4 fours, no sixes. Strike out of 114.28. Pakistan did okay with the extras, not conceding too many extras. 7 extras, including 3 leg byes, 1 no ball, and 3 wides. 193 for 7 off their 20 overs at a run rate of 9.65 runs and over. 7 extras conceded. 3 leg byes, 1 no ball, and 3 wides. Shohan Shahfridi, pick of the bowlers, but he was very expensive. 3 for 49 off 4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 12.25 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. Muhammad Amir, just a wicket for him. He's come ended up playing in this match. So he did have a few visa issues. Looked like they were resolved. So he's playing this match. 1 wicket for him, but he was pretty expensive. Wicket for Nassim Shah, he was expensive as well. Abbas Afridi was all right, actually. He was the second best bowler, you'd have to say, on the day for Pakistan. Well, actually, he was. 2 for 33 off 4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 8.25 runs and over. Bowled 1 wide, didn't bowl a no ball. Ahmad Wasim, none for 21 off his 3 overs. And Saim Ayoub, none for 7 off his 1 over. 7 runs and overs, economy rate. Same with Ahmad Wasim, 7 runs and over, that was his economy rate as well. No wides, no balls bowled by Ahmad Wasim and Saim Ayoub. But, not the best performance with the ball, Pakistan. They probably would have wanted to do a bit better. They would have wanted to do a lot better. But Ireland had a total on board that they could defend. Definitely defend. Would have been enough on this pitch and on this ground. Have to wait and see, really. So Pakistan got off to a bit of a shaky start, losing Saim Ayoub in the first over. Hit a 6, then got out Saim Ayoub. And then just having a look, Saim Ayoub. So it was a dot ball first up, then a 6, then he got out flicking the ball, and tried to clear it, his front leg, and then hit it over straight over the field, but he hit it straight to the field, unfortunately. Saim got confused with... for a minute, but he didn't go full blooded, so he just half-heartedly kind of hit that shot. It was a brilliant catch from Curtis Camphor, great reflexes, and Ireland just got that early wicket courtesy of Mark Adair. But after that, not many highlights for Ireland with the ball, as Bob Arsene was dismissed from a 4-ball duck again. Yeah, 4-ball duck. The Pakistani captain at number 3 dismissed for a 4-ball duck. Azam Khan, probably his best performance in a Pakistan jersey. Playing for Pakistan in his short career so far. 30 of 10 balls, 1-4, 4-6s, strike rate of 300, the big wicket keeper. But start of the show, 2 of them in particular, Mohammad Rizwan, really just playing at anchoring innings, but getting the runs again, just getting more runs. 75 of 46 balls, 6 fours, no sixes, strike out of 163.04. Brilliant innings from him. He was not out in the end, and Fagha Zaman really did the damage with the bat. 78 of 40 balls, 6 fours, 6 sixes, strike out of 195. Great innings from both of them. And they got Pakistan to the target with his 195 for 3 off 16.5 overs. Run rate of 11.58 runs and over. Six extras conceded by the Irish with the ball, three leg byes, two no balls, and one wide. So, yeah, 195 for three off their 16.5 overs. Run rate of 11.58 runs and over. Six extras conceded by the Irish. So, that was one of the positives for them on a pretty tough day. Three leg byes, two no balls, and one wide. Mark Adair, 143 off his 3.5 overs. Run rate, economy rate of 11.21 runs and over. Bowled one wide, bowled one no ball. Pretty expensive spell. Graham Hume, 1 for 32 off his 3 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate of 10.66 runs and over. Bowled one wide, so didn't bowl a wide or no ball though. And Ben White, easily to pick up the bowlers for the Irish, even though he was expensive. 1 for 39 off his 4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 9.75 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or no ball. Craig Young, 9 for 45 off his 3 overs. And economy rate of 15 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or no ball. And Curtis Camphart, 9 for 33 off his 3 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 11 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or no ball though. Curtis Camphart. Pretty rough outing for them. Ireland had a really tough time trying to contain Pakistan. Yeah, Nasim Shah. Back to Pakistan's innings. Nasim Shah, 1 for 36 off his 4 overs. 9 runs and overs. Economy rate, 1 wide, 1 no ball. Bowled by him. And Muhammad Amir, 1 for 44 off his 4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 11 runs and over. Bowled 1 wide, didn't bowl a no ball. But, yeah, pretty rough outing for the bowlers. Batsmen having a bit of fun. And, yeah, Pakistan level the series win. This game quite comfortably by 7 wickets with 19 balls remaining. Man of the match, Mohammad Rizwan. And just having a look at Mohammad Rizwan. It's another half century for him in T20 Internationals. Averages 50 in T20 Internationals, which is outstanding. He'll be playing his 100th T20 International in the next couple of days. You have to say if he's fit, he should be playing the next match against Ireland. Then he'll probably play the four T20s against England. If not, and that'll be his 100th. The third one or fourth one will be his... Yeah, the fourth one at the end, if he plays all four matches, that'll be his 100th T20 international match for Pakistan. Otherwise, he will play. What will he do? He'll be playing the. He'll be playing his 100th T20 international match. Excuse me. In the T20 World Cup. So, yep, just close to a milestone there. That's a special milestone there for Mohammad Rizwan. He's got over 3,000 runs. That's outstanding. He's got a high score of 104 not out. He's got 100 to his name in T20 Internationals, but he's also got 27. That's his 27th T20 International 50. So, brilliant. Brilliant performance from him. And Fakhar Zaman, well, what can you say about him? When he's on song, he's very damaging. And he was damaging once again, Fakhar Zaman. Just 200. He's just 15 matches away from a milestone of 100 T20 Internationals. And he's 8 matches away from a milestone. So 18 matches away from a milestone of 100 ODIs. But he's not too far, just 8 runs away from 3,500 ODI runs as well. But his T20 record, he is just 239 runs away from a milestone of 2,000 T20 international runs. That's a decent record in T20 internationals. Also, 1150s to his, that's his 11th T20 international 50. His ODI record, if you look at it just for a bit, he's not too far away from 4,000 ODI runs as well. 1650s, 1100s in ODIs as well. Yeah, so 8 runs away from a milestone of 3,500 ODI runs. And 508 runs away from a milestone of 4,000 ODI runs. So he's been good for a while. But anyways, that's that. So Mohammad Rizwan, man of the match, Pakistan. Win by 7 wickets with 19 balls remaining. And this series will now go into the third and final T20 international. We'll go into a decider. Can Ireland win, or will Pakistan win the series, come from behind to win the series and get some momentum heading into the T20 World Cup? We'll have to wait and find out. Anyways, guys, thank you very much for your time. You guys stay safe wherever you are in the world. Until next time, it is bye for now, and we are out of here. Let's go.